My name's Aaron Carmack, and we call this the, I guess we call it the Ivy League Garden, Community Garden, Italian Village Community Garden. The owners of the plot here are Frank Elmer and Ruth Glass. They're architects that lived out on Lincoln Avenue, and this is their lot. It's for sale, and I called Ruth, it'll be three summers this past March, so March 2009, and asked if we could plant a couple tomatoes in case she hasn't sold, if they hadn't sold the lot yet. So she said, yeah, go ahead. And in fact, we want to plant a couple tomatoes. And I said, well, we know a lot of neighbors. Why don't we just turn this into, can we just do a community garden? So we ordered and had delivered from, these were overstocked, these red cinder blocks. And dirt was delivered, and we had to get it approved by Italian Village. But everybody that has a plot, there's 16 plots now, and everybody knows that the day that this lot sells, the days are numbered then for the garden. But, and so the lot is actively for sale. I think it's Bruce Dooley is trying to sell the lot. But until then, it's just used as a garden space until that day comes.
What do you have here? I mean, do you just say, kind of rattle off what you have?
Let's see, 16 gardens, and we've got people growing, you know, pretty things that are fairly hardy to the Midwest.
16 little, like, plots here?
Yeah, 16 plots, and the plots are 4 feet by 16 feet, roughly.
Okay. 16 of those, okay.
Yeah, and 16 of them. And with each year, we split as a group the incurred costs to the garden, which are essentially water, which comes from our house, and we just split the water bill. Every year we buy mulch to try to keep the weeds down. And then as it's turned out, this is the third year that we try to make a capital improvement of some kind. So the first year was the actual building of the lots. Last year we built that little deck that's sitting over there. This year the big improvement was adding this irrigation system. So the
drip line?
Everybody's got their own, but yeah, it is set up so that each person can have their own... whatever they want to do. Right now they're just spray lots, or they're the irrigation just sprays, and they come on between 3 and 5 in the morning. So I'll be interested to see if the water bill essentially goes down for the plots. But
these tomatoes just look like grapes on a vine, man. That's great, man. That's when I came up here last night, even in the dark I was noticing your garden.
Yeah,
come back in the day and see how good this looks.
Yeah, I think it really does well because it's we're just on a little crest of a hill. We get a tremendous amount of sun.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah, so that's west. So, yeah, we get a great amount of sun. And it's kind of a nice community thing, too, just that I see a lot of... We live here and see a lot of the neighbors just come over and visit and that sort of thing, so...
What a... Where's the food go? I guess people take it, and that's people.
Yeah, so it's personal vegetables for everybody. So whatever they're growing, we haven't had any like active where we would donate vegetables to, you know, a food pantry or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Being a community garden, it's somewhat involuntary. Some people come by and steal stuff from us. Mm-hmm. That we have just come to expect. The first year we're kind of ticked off, but then you're like, well, it's okay. That's just what happened. So. I actually have one guy that comes to visit me. He'll come next month, and we'll ask if he can come and take some tomatoes.
That's cool.
So I'll say, yeah, well, sure, here, take what you want. So,
how what's the reason for the raised beds like this?
Well, underneath this is just you know, good old Central Ohio clay. Yeah. So in order to have tilled this lot to make it and add the amendments to it, we thought was going to be too difficult. Plus, none of us have any tools that could do that. So it was just easier to bring in these cinders and then have some sort of a, you know, garden topsoil delivered. So that was done the first year. And each year, everybody takes their own responsibility if they want to put any amendments into it, if they're composting and they want to put that in, or eggshells. You see some eggshells over there. Those sorts of things. So everybody takes ownership of their own, the condition of their own soil.
So people come when they're available, like in the evening or morning, whenever.
Exactly. So.
So the gardening methods might vary according to plot. Some people might be strict about no chemicals. Other people might be...
We sort of said that everybody should try to stay as organic as possible. So I've never seen anybody come out here with any chemicals other than maybe something for some pesticide of very specific. We were getting the Mexican bean beetle that was kind of tough to battle, and we're having a hard time growing beans last year and again this year, but no, otherwise everybody's pretty organic about it. So
any ideas about how to build upon this, like say this gets sold and this is gone, any ideas of how we could have more of these all around the city?
Well, it's
just interested in ideas. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's an economic thing, right? So here in this lot, there's from that electric box back is a lot that's for sale. This middle lot where that bocce court is, that's a lot for sale. And then the lot on the northern edge, the northern corner, is sold. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these are lots that are intended to be sold for people to build homes, or this would be a double in the middle and that sort of thing. So
could someone theoretically buy it and say, okay,
sure,
I have this land now, I'm going to garden here.
I'm going to make it into a garden. Yeah, absolutely.
What's the cost of something like that?
The lot in the back is about, I think, somewhere around $70,000 for the lot. The one that we're standing on is closer to $130,000. So it becomes really some cost prohibitive in some ways to do that. So unless, you know, you get some crazy grant from the government to say, okay, well, you guys can grow vegetables here. But then that doesn't even seem like a very good use of that land. I don't know how you would ever get it to paid for.
Do is continue the programs we have as far as renting from the city for $10 a year. I think it's $10 a year. It used to be $1 a year. Now it's $10 a year, which is within many people's grasp.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And if somebody comes along and buys it, because I know some gardeners around town who complain and say, well, we need this land in perpetuity, and we don't. We build up the soil, we cultivate it, and now some developers are going to come and put an apartment building.
Put apartment building on it, sure.
This is crazy ecologically, but that's the game we play, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, I just, sort of, in terms of pragmatic, realistic terms, I was just curious what you have to think about. I'm going around town asking people
how
we can do more of this. Do you have any ideas about how we can work with
I think the only thing is that you would go to the owners of lots, the private owners of unimproved lots, and just to say to them, look, we realize that your lot is for sale and that at any point in time, but for really what is a pretty minimal investment, let us just take care of the lot and grow on it until said time when somebody decides to buy or build on it.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know. And this lot is not that bad because there was just dirt or clay and weeds here. I'm thinking of the Ibiza lot that's down on what is that, like Hubbard and High Street. There's a lot of concrete there, so that becomes impractical to grow on. But there's an old, you know, there are lots that are up and down these streets that whoever owns those lots, if they're soil ready or quickly soil ready that you could grow on it, seems like a great idea. And as long as you get the blessing from the owner, obviously. There's a little diciness because the owner still has to pay, you know, Frank and Ruth are paying taxes on this lot. You know, they're paying property tax to this. So, you know, that costs them something, and they, I'm assuming, have a mortgage, they own the lot or whatever. So there's that capital expense that they have. But otherwise, it's just going to do what those are. They're just going to grow weeds, right? So why not let people put some stuff in it? Is it a cost-effective thing for us, you know, whatever I put into my garden versus going to the North Market or Giant Eagle or Kroger to buy the same yield of vegetables or get a, is it a CSA, right? It's probably 50-50.
But,
you know.
Do you feel like you're learning something?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, absolutely. Plus there's the learning side of it, and there's the social side of it, and the reward that comes from growing your own stuff. It's fun. And actually, yeah, really for us, the best part is the neighbors that we've come to really get to know, and it's become very community in that sense. So I'm very clear that if it's not my call, but if we could, we'd fill all of these with gardens. Because there's, I have a waiting list of people that would like a plot here. And so what happens is somebody, let's say these guys, decide next year that they've either moved or they're not good at it or, you know, whatever. It's they don't want to do this anymore. There's somebody in line that's waiting for this lot, for this plot right here. So it's kind of cool.